Why was Filch sniffing you? Asked Ron as he, Harry and Hermione set off at a brisk pace down the wide drive to the gates. I suppose he was checking for the smell of dung bombs, said Harry with a small laugh. I forgot to tell you. And he recounted the story of sending his letter to Sirius and Filch bursting in seconds later, demanding to see the letter. To his slight surprise, Hermione found this story highly interesting, much more indeed than he did himself. He said he was tipped off you were ordering dung bombs? But who had tipped him off? I don't know, said Harry, shrugging. Maybe Malfoy. He'd think it was a laugh. They walked between the tall stone pillars topped with winged boars and turned left onto the road into the village, the wind whipping their hair into their eyes. Malfoy? Said Hermione very sceptically. Well, yes, maybe. And she remained deep in thought all the way into the outskirts of Hogsmeade. Where are we going, anyway? Harry asked. The three broomsticks?
Oh, no, said Hermione, coming out of her reverie. No, it's always packed and really noisy. I've told the others to meet us in the Hog's Head, that other pub. You know the one. It's not on the main road. I think it's a bit, you know, dodgy. But students don't normally go in there, so I don't think we'll be overheard.
They walked down the main street past Zonko's joke shop, where they were unsurprised to see Fred, George and Lee Jordan, past the post office, from which owls issued at regular intervals, and turned up a side street at the top of which stood a small inn. A battered wooden sign hung from a rusty bracket over the door, with a picture upon it of a wild boar's severed head, leaking blood onto the white cloth around it. The sign creaked in the wind as they approached. All three of them hesitated outside the door.
Well, come on,
said Hermione slightly nervously. Harry led the way inside. It was not at all like the three broomsticks, whose large bar gave an impression of gleaming warmth and cleanliness. The Hogshead bar comprised one small, dingy and very dirty room that smelled strongly of something that might have been goats. The bay windows were so encrusted with grime that very little daylight could permeate the room, which was lit instead with the stubs of candles sitting on rough wooden tables. The floor seemed, at first glance, to be earthy, though as Harry stepped onto it he realized that there was stone beneath what seemed to be the accumulated filth of centuries. Harry remembered Hagrid mentioning this pub in his first year.
You get a lot of funny folk in the Hogshead,
he had said, explaining how he had won a dragon's egg from a hooded stranger there. At the time, Harry had wondered why Hagrid had not found it odd that the stranger kept his face hidden throughout their encounter. Now he saw that keeping your face hidden was something of a fashion in the Hog's Head. There was a man at the bar whose whole head was wrapped in dirty grey bandages, though he was still managing to gulp endless glasses of some smoking, fiery substance through a slit over his mouth. Two figures shrouded in hoods sat at a table in one of the windows. Harry might have thought them dementors if they had not been talking in strong Yorkshire accents. In a shadowy corner beside the fireplace sat a witch with a thick black veil that fell to her toes. They could just see the tip of her nose because it caused the veil to protrude slightly. I don't know about this, Hermione, Harry muttered as they crossed to the bar. He was looking particularly at the heavily veiled witch. Has it occurred to you Umbridge might be under that? Hermione cast an appraising eye at the veiled figure.
Umbridge is shorter than that woman, she said quietly. And anyway, even if Umbridge does come in here, there's nothing she can do to stop us, Harry, because I've double and triple-checked the school rules. We're not out of bounds. I specifically asked Professor Flitwick whether students were allowed to come in the Hogshead, and he said yes, but he advised me strongly to bring our own glasses. And I've looked up everything I can think of about study groups and homework groups, and they're definitely allowed. I just don't think it's a good idea if we parade what we're doing.
No, said Harry dryly, especially as it's not exactly a homework group you're planning, is it?